We are learning Masechet Gittin, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, and we're starting the Mishnah on bottom Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Omar L'Shnayim Tnu Gel Ishti. You tell two Edim, give a get to my wife. Now, if we say Tnu, obviously means to write a get also, because you can't give a get without writing it. So he told two Edim, Tnu Gel Ishti, or even three, Ayel Shloisha, Kisvu Get Tnu Ishti, told three people, write the get and give to my wife. Harel Yichtu V'Yitnu. Allah is, both these cases, they have to write the get and give the get. They can't pass it on. You cannot pass it on. But Amal Shloisha Tnu Gel Ishti, he said to three, he didn't say kiss, he said Tnu Gel Ishti. Hare Elu Yoimru La'acherim V'yichtavu Pesha Asa Bezdin. Then they could tell all people to write the get because he made them into a Bezdin. He made them into a Bezdin. So there they could pass it on. Now, Divrei Rameyah, that's what Rameyah says. Now we had this Mishnah was brought down in Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, and the Gemara there had two pshatim, why a person would be makbid not to pass it on. Not makbid, why you can't pass it on. One pshat is because of akpada. Because of akpada, that b'zoyin the Baal. He doesn't want people to know that he's getting divorced, or he doesn't know how to write a get. Therefore, if he tells two people to give a get, they have to write it themselves. And even three people, if he speaks out, kisvu v'tnu, they have to write the get themselves. That was one pshat we had in Daf Chav Tes. Another pshat in Daf Chav Tes was, Als mili le'mem surin l'shliach. They can't give over, if you're a shliach to write something, that was your job, you can't pass that over, because you don't have a get. You can't pass over mili. You're a shliach to be mocking the Baal to write a get, you can't pass that on, because mili le'mem surin l'shliach. So we'll go with the pshat of mili le'mem surin l'shliach, because that's the way the Ar Gemara goes. So we're going to stick with that pshat of mili le'mem surin l'shliach. So now, what has helped with three? By three, which is a bezdin, so then they could be give over to mili. That's what Rameyer holds. When you have a bezdin already, you give over mili. The case of Shloisha Kisvu Getlevis Milishti, there he spoke at Clara, Makbid. I want you to write it. So there you can't pass it on. But if you don't say Kisvu, so then they could pass it on because they have the power of mili memsu shliach because they're a bezdin. Now, if you learn the pshat of Zayin the Baal, then there's a different pshat why Bezdin is better, because there it's Chazaka, you know Bezdin will pass it on because he made him a Bezdin. But like upon him, we're going to stick with the Mili Mem Shashtiach pshat. So, Vizu Halacha, this Halacha, Hela Rab Chanina Ishayna Beisa Yisurim, Beisa Yisurim. This Rab Chanina Ishayna brought this Halacha from the Beisa Yisurim, where Rabbi Kiva was in the Beisa Yisurim, he's in jail, he was locked up in jail, and Rabbi Chanina brought this halacha from Shlichas from Rabbi Kiva. Mekubal ani ba'ima v'shloisha tnu gel ishti shiyem lachem v'yichtu that b'nei she'asa ambezdin. He came with this din for Rabbi Kiva, then when it's three, and you didn't say kisu, you just said tnu, the halacha is they allow to tell other people to write the get. Rabbi Yesi, naminu l'shliach, tell the shliach, which is Rabbi Chanina Shainai, tell him that I have a different kabbalah from Rabbi Kiva. Af onu mukabalim shafilu omel bezdin agodol shirishlayim. Even if you tell the bezdin agod, the biggest bezdin, tnu gel ishti, she lamdu v'yichtu yitu. They should learn how to write a get, and they write the get themselves. There's always, they cannot pass it on. That's my kabbalah. And again, pshat is because Rabbi Yosi holds even by a bezdin mili lemem surin l'shliach. They can't pass it on. If you tell them to write the get, they have to write the get. Another halacha in our mishnah. Omel la'asara kisvu v'tnu gel ishti. If you tell 10 people, write and give a get to my wife. Echad kaisiv v'shtayim kaisim. Even though it was 10 people there, what you meant to say is, you take care of it. So one guy can write, two guy can sign, and it's gevaldik. But if you say, kolchem, ksuvu, all of you write it, the halacha is echad kaisiv v'kulam kaisim. They all have to sign, and that one has to write in front of everyone. They have to all be together. Lefikach, meis echem, and one of these 10 die, raise up, get bottles, bottle, because you need all 10. He said, kolchem. He says, kolchem, they all have to be involved in the writing and the signing of the get. That is our Mishnah. Zog to Gemara. Om Rav Yirin Ve'arba. Sholfulim Ve'Rav L'Shmuel. They sent a Shaila. Rav sent the Shaila to Shmuel. Yomadeinu Rabbeinu. Om L'Shnayim. If you tell two people, Kisvu V'Tnu Gel Ishti. Write and give a get to my wife. Ve'omru L'Soifer V'Kosav. And they told the Soifer to write it. V'Chosmeim. They signed. They took care of the signing. They gave over the Ksiva. Now, what's the Halacha? What's the Halacha? And some learn that the Shaila really is it because of Bezoyin the Baal, and then there you can tell someone else to write a get, because when you write a get, there's no coil, it's only when you sign it. So that, the Baal wants only you two to sign it, other people, I don't want the world to get out. So that's then you know, not makbid, or the problem is that's Mila Memsim Shliach, then it's a problem in Ksiva. That's what someone in the Shaila was. But that was the Shaila that they asked him. If you tell two people to take care of a get, kiss between those two. Now, Taisvis on bottom Samach Vav and Alp speaks out, Lav Dav Kiss, even Tnu. Tell two people, Tnu get Lishti. What's the halacha? Could they get someone else to write it or not? That's the question. So they sent the shout to Shmuel. Shmuel sends back, Shalachlu Teitse. You know, the get doesn't work right now because I'm not sure. But Adovat Zarach Talmud, I have to think about this. Frey to Gemara, Maya Adovat Zarach Talmud, what was his Shaila? What was Shmuel's Shaila? Elam Shem to have a little mili. Is it Shaila because the two Adim telling a Sefer to write it as mili, umesafkale, mili memshel shliach eloi memshel eno shliach? And the question is, if it's just words, could they pass it on or not? Va'omah Shmuel says, Omer a Rebbe, says from Rebbe, halach Rabbi Yosi, we pass like Rabbi Yosi, v'arom mishdom, and mili memshel shliach, that mili memshel shliach. So what's the Shaila? What's the Shaila over here? We pass like mili memshel shliach. And Tosfos points out, they didn't have to bring down Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds even by a bez the milah mashiach. Here it's two people. Here everyone agrees mili lo yemem shem lo shliach, like our Mishnah says. So Tosfos, that the top Tosfos of Va'amar, the third line says, avol mastizim da filu rameh moidem ba'im lo shnayim tnu el shloisha oim ekisva tnu loy matzil mifrach, because you could have said that pshat is as b'zayin the baal. That's what you needed to say Shmuel's memra, which says clearly was as mili lo yemem shem shliach. But the Gemara's kasha is, what's the shaila of Shmuel? If you tell two people to write it, they have to write it and give it. They can't pass it on to a cipher because mili lo yemem shem shliach. That's a Shmuel paskins. Mili lo yemem shem shliach. Elo Shmuel hakam v'yalei. This is a Shmuel shaila. Haik suvu, when it says to write a get, and when the next Gemara is going to say a shaila, you have to give it a chance. It's still going to be shver. What happened to mili lo yemem shem shliach? The Gemara will ask the kasha. Elo Shmuel hakam v'yalei. This is the Gemara shaila. Haik suvu, when you tell two edim or a bezdin even suvu, iksav yodon, iksav a get. What does that mean? Do I want you to sign, or I want you to write the get? I always have this question. That was the question. So, Frey the Gemara Kasha of a Tif Shleim and Mestisim. Why am I writing from the Mishnah? And the Mishnah says, Omer l'shnayim tzugel ishti, oy l'shloisha kisvu get tzugel ishti, harei elu yichtavu v'yitnu. It says in our Mishnah, they have to write it and give it. Zog the Gemara, no, that's gufa we're clearing. What does yichtavu mean? He gufa kam v'yalei. Yichtavu, the girl's yichtavu. Yichtavu means ksav yodonu. Does it mean they're chasima or ksav a getu? Or it means the writing of the get. So Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya that when it says yichtavu, it means write the get. I'll bring you a raya from our Mishnah. Pshita the ksav a getu. The Ketani Sefer says in the Sefer, or Rav Yesi, Numinu shliach, tell the shliach, tell the rachnina, af onu mekabalim, we have a kabbalah, shifal oma bezna gol shvishlayim, tru get leishti, that even if you tell the bezna gol, you write a get for my wife, she yalamdu v'yichtavu yitnu. You should learn how to write it. If a yichtavu means to write the get, good. They have to learn how to write a get. It's not possible that every dayan knows to write a get. Eliyamr ksav yodru means a chsima. Mi kebeidin lo yad emichtav chsima zedayu. You tell me bezna gol don't know how to sign. Yilamdu. They should learn how to sign. Someone said, yeah, in yeah. Ikebeidin of the charata. A new bezna they don't know how to sign yet. Vice toys they knew how to learn before they knew how to sign because it became a dayan they knew how to sign. But vice toys somehow a little bit shver. But somehow this possibly didn't sign. So we're clearing when the Mishnah says areil yichtvu yitnu. Does that mean they have to write the get or it means they have to sign? So now the Gemara has a kasha. So Gemara says, "Is tzvir lo and haik suvu ksav yodenu ha ksav get kosher." So you tell me what that if it means ksav yoden, so you let it tell someone else to write a get. Va'omar Shmuel Amar Rebbe halach grab yesi don mila mishnah shliach. The obvious question which we spoke about before isn't asked. I still don't understand the shaila. What's the tzad I could tell a sefer to write it? There's a we pass the grab yesi. Shmuel pass the grab yesi mila mishnah shliach. So what's Shmuel clearing? Well, coming out, Shmuel is clearing a shaila. When you tell to Adam to give a get or to write a get, what does it mean, write a get? It means to sign or means actually to write the get? That's the shaila. So Frank the Gemara, I don't have the shaila. Even if he has to be, he can't pass on to writing the get. Mili lo yemem shem shliach. And for the Gemara, no. Nasa ka oime imru. It becomes like oime imru. And right now the Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Yosi is moide ba oime imru. Now what does oime imru mean? Mili lo yemem shem shliach means like this. I tell a Adam, sign a get. So what was their shlichus is to sign the get. Now they can't tell two other people, you sign the get, because they don't have anything tangible to give over. All they have is the minu habal. They cannot give over the minu, but even if it's not makbid. There's a mila, you can't give over a minu. It's not a tangible thing. Mashekin oime imru means, I tell Reuven Shimon, you tell Levi and Yehuda to sign the get. That's not mili. That is the shlichus of Reuven and Shimon. That is their shlichus. The shlichus is, go say it over. And just like the Baal could say, tell Levi Yehuda, I can give you the koyach to tell Levi Yehuda. That's not a problem, mila emser shiach. That's what the mile of Oymer Imru is. That is their shlichus. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi's moida ba Oymer Imru. So that's the question here. That when you say yichtavu, do you mean do you have to sign it, or do you mean you have to write it? On the tzad, you have to sign it. On the ksiva, blibes, like I'm saying, oim imru. I'm saying you tell a sofer to write it. So, freit the Gemara. Does everyone have a klar to hear? They were saying now that Rav Yosi is moida oim imru. We're going to ask a kash on that, and that will be pshat on the shayla, because here, we're not sure, is the hazam makbid on the ksav sofer or not? Does it makbid, you write it, or you can give it over to write it? The question was, how can you give it over? It's oim imru. That says that ksav soifer of an eid is kosher. If you have the ksav of a soifer and one eid signs kosher, because you consider the ksav one of the signatures. No, the kasam soifer shininu has to be a signature of the soifer. Rav Chista explained that mishnah is only possible, but if you hold mila le'emser shliach, what's the pshat? What's the pshat has to be Rabbi Yosi? I'll explain it to you. Because here, you come again in front of you, who signed it? The cipher and the aid. We are scared that really, the husband appointed two other aidim. The two aidim walked into the cipher and says, the husband said, I should sign. Now, they feel very stupid. This cipher is a 65-year-old Talmud Chacham. He's a rav of two shuls, and he's a cipher. So you tell him, you know what? They don't trust you as an aide. They hired me as an aide. They'll be embarrassed. They're two little 20-year-olds embarrassed. And they'll say, you know what? Yeah, the husband said you could sign one signature. So we're worried that that's going to happen. We're scared about the embarrassment of the cipher. So if you see a cipher sign, we're scared it wasn't really real. It was just because of embarrassment that let him sign. What's the etza? If you hold up mila mem shliach, so a cipher will never sign unless he hears it directly from the Baal. He doesn't trust you. He has to hear it from the Baal. Mila mem shliach. Not doesn't trust you. It doesn't work. He's not going to sign unless he hears it from the Baal, because you're not allowed to hear it. He's a Talmud Chacham. Not allowed. So Chassam Sefer only works if you hold like Rabbi Yosi. That's what Rabbi Chisda says. Because Milam Sefer Shliach, he's only going to sign if he actually heard it. There's no chash of any kilkul. But now they're saying, Imru, we have a problem. The Zimnim, the Omelu Lashnayim, you tell two Eidim, and give it two Eidim a job. First of all, Imru Lashnayim Yechtaiv, tell Yankel the cipher to write, or the plain of Yichtavu. He tells to aid them and tell Levi and Yehuda to sign. That was the job the husband gave Reuven and Shimon. You go to Yankel the cipher to write and to Levi and Yehuda to sign. Umeshub kisufa the cipher. They worry about the embarrassment of a cipher. They sign one Levi, either Levi or Yehuda. And they have Yankel the cipher sign also. Ubali amahachi. He didn't say a word. And a sofer doesn't sign unless he hears it from the Baal. No, Oymer Imru works. The Edom say, the husband told me to tell you. So if Oymer Imru works, or back Shver, how do you ever trust the Chassam sofer? Maybe it was done Ayidei Kisufa, because of embarrassment. And for the Gemara on that, Kivin to Amamar, since the Gemara will say later on, Koshev Lo Sasekein, you're not allowed to do this. So then, Lo Sasekein B'Yisrael, therefore Lo Shchiach, it's not a Shchiach the case to have Oymer Imru, like this, and therefore, we're not going to be geyser. Why did it say later on the Gemara Lissasa came to Israel? This case is, you hired Reuven and Shimon to tell Yankel Yosef to write something, and Levi Yehuda to sign something. The Gemara says you shouldn't do such a thing. Why? Because if this thing works, if people see this thing works, the Isha will hire Stam to Edom to tell this guy to write it and this guy to sign it. If it's so easy to hire Edom, so every get is not good. The hard to Edom, write a get. No. So the Gemara later on, an aid doesn't do a maisa that's sheker. They don't write a get, they don't sign something sheker. But a dibura is easy. To say all the words is easy to hire to. You can buy a guy for money to say, oh, all I'm telling you to aid him is, go say the husband said something. That you could get aid him for. So if you say that this works, that two aid him could go tell a cipher and two aid him to write a get, that works, he said, don't do that. Because it'll come to this chash that an isha might hire aid him. So that's why it's kosher of loisasekein. This man named Oymer Imru is good, but loisasekein. So this is loisasekein, it's loishchiach, and therefore we're not going to chasam seif. Not worried. Maybe that was a story because loishchiach does such a thing. Frankly, Mar, but I'm not a kasha. Veleichosh dim amalul beitrei. He told two people, Imru loseif aviyichtoid. Tell you tell two edim. You tell Yankel seif to write it, and ve'atem chasuma. You sorry. In this case, you don't have the problem of the Isha hiring false Edom. Because here you're telling him to sign himself. And that Isha's not going to do, because the Edom not going to want to sign falsely. So here, this case, why aren't you worried that was the case over here? And maybe they went and they let the Sofer sign one of them because they're embarrassed to say, no, the Baal said, I should sign. And the Baal really didn't say this. So why would Chayyish of that? Aviva Oim Imru works. So why would Chayyish of that? And why would allow a Chassam Sofer? Now it's back, if Rabbi Yossi agrees, so then why would Chayyish of that? We said that sometimes going according to Rabbi Yossi. If Rabbi Yossi agrees, Oim Imru is just still a Chorban. Amri, Hani Nami Koshloi Sasu. It's also Koshloi Sasu. There's a Mandiyama later on and it says, Koshloi Sasu. Why? Otu the other case. But here's no reason like Loi Sasu came. Otu the case of two Edom. Freyti Gemara, Honi Chamanim Koshloi Sasu. It's only good for Mandiyama Koshloi Sasu. Elamanim Koshloi Sasu. They could do it. Ma'ikal Meim, what are you going to say? El Rabyesi, Tarti Yama. So what are you going to say? So it's back sphere that there's a chshash, that the Chsam Sefer Shninu. If Oymimro works, there's a chash that maybe did it for Kesufa, so it has ever worked for Rabbi Yossi. So Moshe says, you're right. Rabbi Yossi Tarati Amar. Rabbi Yossi says two things. Mili lo amem shem shliach, and Oymimro doesn't work. Rabbi Yossi holds both of them. And that's why the Mishnah, if you're Rabbi Yirmi, I think like Chassam Sefer, is only Rabbi Yossi. Because he holds he can't do it. He only can sign if I hear it straight from the Baal. Shmuel had a suffix, if Yichtu means the signing or writing. What was the suffix? You can't tell a Sefer to write. You can't say Oymimro. Shmuel didn't hold Rabbi Yossi completely. Shmuel, Sovala Kavasa Vechada, he also got Rabbi Yossi, got a Mili Lam Shliach, Upalag Lam Vechada, and he argues him about another thing. He argues him about another thing. That's the, he argues about Imimru, and therefore Shmuel had a suffix, because Shmuel argued him about Imimru, and he held him about Imimru Shliach. So therefore, Shmuel had the suffix, what's the halacha? If you say kiss for true, could they get a cipher to write? Because he holds Imimru works. Do your makbid, they should write it, or they're not makbid, they should write it, they can tell a cipher, and only makbid, they should sign it.